This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
75 people are known dead now in Florida, and a week after Hurricane Ian blew through, many residents are dealing with wrecked homes. Thousands have no electricity. Today, President Biden will see the damage for himself. The AP's Sagar Magani.
President Biden will tour Hurricane Ian's damage in Florida today and meet with its GOP governor. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre acknowledges the president has his political differences with Ron DeSantis, and there will be time to discuss them.
But now is not the time.
As the president put it Monday in hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico, the time now is for unity.
We show up when we're needed.
He and the First Lady will be in Fort Myers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Their work is used to make cancer drugs and map DNA, among other things. And this morning, three scientists have won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry. Two of them work for organizations in California, Carolyn R. Bertozzi and K. Barry Sharpless. The third, Morten Meldahl, works at the University of Copenhagen. President Putin is defying international law this morning, signing laws that formally take four regions of Ukraine into Russia. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Earlier this week, both houses of the Russian parliament ratified treaties making the Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson and Zaporizhia regions part of Russia. The formalities followed Kremlin-orchestrated referendums in the four regions that Ukraine and the West have rejected as a sham. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An 85-year-old Iranian-American held by Iran has now left that country. Bakir Namazi was being held on internationally criticized spy charges. The pressure to free him was building as he struggled with health issues. This is AP News. You know those labels on food that say best buy and give a date?
Those best buy and expiration labels may be prompting consumers to toss out food that's still good. Shopper Sharon Shields says expiration and best buy labels on food are helpful.
I think it's a good idea they have expiration dates. And I do look at them and use them.
But Dana Gunder is executive director of ReFed, a nonprofit dedicated to ending food waste, says the different labels can cause confusion for shoppers.
People are misinterpreting the labels on food, and they're prematurely throwing the food away because of that.
The European Union is expected to announce revamped labeling laws by the end of the year. There's no such similar push in the United States. I'm Donna Water.
Gas is $3.83 a gallon today, up 7 cents in a week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.